Roberta Blevins, and this is Life After MLM, a podcast where we worked in the stigma of failure in an industry systemically designed for you to fail. Join us as we dive into the real-life stories of survivors, experts, and advocates, as we debunk the common myths and fallacies of cults, frauds, scams, and multi-level marketing. Hey, Hunbots and Hunbros. I don't know if you follow me on social media or not, but I am just popping in here really quickly to let you guys know that I am taking a short mental health break and there will not be a new episode this week. And I apologize, but we had a very significant death in my family and I am just not feeling it, like, in any way, shape, or form. It was my Aunt Jackie, who I've mentioned on the show before. And her funny stories sometimes come up. And, you know, I would love to share some funny stories about Aunt Jackie right now, but I just don't think I can. Aunt Jackie was a very significant person in my life, and I have not processed it yet. And I need some time. But we have a great episode that will be coming up next week with Mara Einstein. And she was just featured in the documentary that's on Netflix called Buy Now. So you guys have some time to watch it and get up to date on that. It's about consumerism and marketing and sort of how we're scammed into believing that we need things we don't need. I talked to her a couple months ago. We met at the MLM conference and had a great conversation there and said, hey, I'd love to have you come on the show. And she told me, hey, I've got a documentary coming out. Let's plan this. So it's out now. You guys can watch it. It is called Buy Now, The Shopping Conspiracy, I believe, on Netflix. And we will come back and have a conversation about that. We may even also watch it on Discord. Again, my whole life has been turned upside down the last 2 weeks, and it has been really, really hard for me to get back on track. So I apologize. It's just been tough. But, you know, I try really hard to make sure that we have a new episode every week. And I was talking to Mr. F about this because I was already having like feelings like, should I just post it or should I take some time for myself? And it's his birthday next week and he's coming out to visit. And I just thought, you know what, this is a great time for me to unplug and just feel better about everything. And so I put an episode out every single week. I don't think I've missed a week, since 2021, right before Lula Ridge came out while I was prepping for that. So I haven't missed a week in a few years. And I think missing a Sunday isn't going to be the end of the world. I think it's really important that I walk the walk and not just talk the talk, right? Because I talk the talk on this show so many times about taking care of your mental health and giving yourself time to grieve and process big emotions and feelings, to come full circle with things. And I know the world doesn't end when something like this happens to you. I remember that when my father passed away. My Aunt Jackie, you know, is right up there. So this was a woman who raised me when I was too strong-willed for my mother to handle. I grew up going down to Rosarito Beach, Mexico with her and scouring the tide pools and picking shells and just spending a lot of time on the beach. And so the beach and the ocean holds a very special place in my heart when I think of Aunt Jackie, Mr. F and I are going to go spend some time down at the beach, and I think it's the perfect place for me to be to celebrate not only him, but Jackie as well. And I'm really looking forward to that, and I don't want to have to stress about the podcast or things like that. I just want to be able to be very present in my life. And I know that you guys listen to the show and we're all sort of on the same healing journey of setting down the things that aren't super important at the time and really being present and in the moment for the things that are. And I knew that you would understand. Even when I asked, I said, should I skip? And, you know, to be fair, Mr. F was on your guys' side. He was like, well, maybe, you know, if you want and you have the time. And I just sort of said, no, I just think I want to take a week off. And he said, okay, if that's what you want to do, I support you. You know, I wanted to tell fun stories of Aunt Jackie, and I think I will one day when I'm ready. I mean, this woman got TikTok specifically to watch me talk shit about MLMs. So she was very anti-MLM and was very much on our side. And I just miss her a lot. So yeah, I'm just going to take some time to grieve, spend some time with my family as well this weekend, go through old photo albums and find pictures of us, and just appreciate every moment that I ever had with her. Sorry. And I'll just take this time for myself. And I didn't want to leave you guys in the dark like I did last time. So I just wanted to put this out there and say that there are new episodes coming up. They're super fun. I even am working on some more Amway history. But again, I've been so busy. And this month has been a really, really hard month. There's been a lot of personal stuff and obviously, you know, family stuff. And my mom had surgery twice. And then I had to be like on Thanksgiving. And then on Thanksgiving, I had to go to her house and be like her nurse because, you know, the clinic is closed and we have a blood disorder. And so I had to give her human platelets. So I had to learn how to do that. So that was fun. And then administer that to her. So it's just been a very heavy month. And I wanted to take the beginning of the month of December off just to regroup. It's been a lot. You know, I work almost every single day because I love it just a little bit, you know. And I wanted to take some time to be in the moment. And I knew that you guys would understand that. And I really appreciate you as listeners. I wanted to let you guys know, a couple months back, we hit over 1 million downloads for this year. And we keep getting ranked pretty consistently within the top like 50, 55 in the world for independent education. And so the show is really doing great, and we're growing, and every day people are reaching out and saying they found me and following along and listening and starting their journeys here. And you guys have kind of been this like invisible family to me over the years. And I know that in my housekeeping, I share bits of my life. And so, like I said, I didn't want to leave you guys in the dark, but I'm just not ready to share everything yet. I really kind of like to keep a lot of my private life close to my chest. But this death will impact me for a very long time. Even though it was not unexpected, we were just kind of waiting. It just is, you know? And Jackie was kind of like a grandmother to me because my grandparents were either not around or sick. And so my Aunt Jackie was kind of like a grandparent to me. And there's so many funny stories, and I will definitely share them with you guys as the time goes on. But today is not that day. So I just wanted to say thank you for understanding. Thank you for your messages. I did post some stuff on my stories on Instagram, even though I haven't really been posting on Instagram. I did post on my stories, and just overwhelming support and love and sympathy. And I appreciate you guys so much. I'm usually the strong one, but now you guys have to be the strong one for me. And I will see you soon. I promise this is not goodbye for too long. I just need to get my head straight and get my heart straight and be with my person and just enjoy the moment. So see you soon. New episodes. You're going to love them. I hope everyone had a lovely Thanksgiving if you celebrate. And we will see you soon. Thanks. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Life After MLM. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. And follow us on social media at Life After MLM Podcast or visit our website at lifeaftermlmpod.com. And don't forget to check out our Patreon for exclusive content and join the community on Discord. You can find all of the links to follow in our show notes. Life After MLM is produced by Roberta Blevins. Audio editing is done by the lovely Kayla Craven. Video editing by the indescribable RK Gold. And Michelle Carpenter is our triple emerald princess of robots. If you have a story about a cult, fraud, scam, or MLM and want to be on the show, please hit us up. We would love to help you tell your story and start your healing journey in life after MLM. See you next time, Hunts.